Are you leaving or are you on your way back home? Either way, we wanna be there. Doesn't matter how much baggage you claim. Give us a time and date, terminal and gate. We wanna send you off in style. We wanna welcome you back home. Tell us all about it. Were you scared or was it fine?
Mouth horn. With Karen and Chris. Welcome to Do You Need a Ride? This is Chris Fairbanks.
This is Karen Kilgariff.
Today, we have a guest in our car. Sometimes we don't.
No.
Sometimes it's you and I. Usually there is a guest.
That's
today,
right.
We're sticking to the program. Our original mission statement, you remember when I typed that up, right?
Yes, it was so loud.
Yeah, I had my intern do copies of it. We sent it out to most of our fans. If you didn't get that, we can send you a copy, but we podcast in the car, of course. People already know this.
They do know that for sure.
What we're doing.
It's in the name.
Guy Branum.
Guy Branum's our guest. You just did the surprise attack intro.
Guy, you have one of those names where I've said it before. I know you. We're friends. We were once roommates for a short amount of time.
Yes.
I still get nervous when I say your name. I think I'm going to say it wrong.
It's not that hard. It's just Branum.
I say it wrong every time.
Karen said it wrong on the album.
I said it on your album. I said it on that podcast.
I'm realizing I always have said it perfectly. My nervousness comes from Karen messing it up once.
I think we all need to be less obsessed about being perfect, and that's how I live
just
my
be,
life.
And just be.
Let's just be fuck ups. Let's be proud to be not good at everything.
Right.
That's my thing.
And I'm sorry I just pointed fingers and specified that it was you indeed, Karen, who got his name wrong that one time. It doesn't matter who does what and who does things wrong.
Just let's watch the fingers.
I'm really worried. I'm really worried that you guys are going to take me to LAX and make me get on a flight.
You're going to be like, get out.
Well, like I said, Guy, we're sticking to the program, and that was part of the original mission statement.
I get that.
LAX.
I would also like to point out that I was booked for this podcast for less time. Like, I was booked for this podcast 20 minutes before we left the party we were at, and then we went and we got in a car for an hour. We just sat in a car for an hour waiting for you.
I didn't think it through. Listen, let's start at the beginning. Today is Gay Pride in Los Angeles.
It's the day?
The only day you can be proud.
It's the only day that you can be proud.
And you really have to get it out, hopefully with balloons,
today.
It is a rich and beautiful expression of my culture.
Yes.
I thought it was a week.
Well, it's a month. All of June is Pride Month. And then all of the different cities have their pride parades on different days. And
so you can take a train to all of them.
Also, your second-tier cities, they sometimes have their prides not during the month of June, and that's fine too, San Diego.
Right.
And then Palm Springs does it in November because they're fucking badasses.
They just do what they want.
Well, and also, who wants to be in Palm Springs in June?
True.
Yeah, the actual
lizard?
Date. I get all confused about Gay Pride Week because it falls in the same month as Ford Truck Month, and the McRib always comes back at this time of year. So I don't know what days. It's hard to keep them all. My celebrating,
you guys.
Well, and because Lobster Fest right before.
Oh, let's float on in to Cheddar Bay.
No, but listen, I was just in Canada. And while I was in Canada, there was a special McDonald's promotion, and they had foods from all the parts of Canada, and it meant that they had
poutine
from Atlantic Canada. They had a lobster roll at McDonald's.
No,
and part of me wanted to get it, and then the smart part of me was like, you should never buy lobster from McDonald's.
No,
and there was poutine from Quebec, a boring chicken sandwich from Ontario, a hamburger from
Newfoundland?
From, like, the prairies. And then there was, like, a sundae from British Columbia. And it was so exciting. I just was fascinated by it.
You saved so much money on your trip by just going to McDonald's.
Exactly.
Do you realize how much traveling you'd have to do to go get a traditional cordon bleu sandwich from Quebec?
I know. But just then, like, McDonald's lobster roll is a thing that you read about in, like, BuzzFeed articles, but don't ever actually think that you'll see.
It's a thing you hear about on Stories of the ER, because a lobster roll from McDonald's is guaranteed just nonstop vomiting. I mean, there's no way you're not going to become deathly ill.
Yeah, that's something where your house would have to do detective work to figure out why blood was coming out all of your orifices.
And the person won't admit they got a lobster roll from McDonald's. It's so obvious. And then it's
that's so funny.
They have to. They're like, I swear to God, it was two cheeseburgers.
That's a great episode we just wrote.
Okay, well, let's mail it to the WGA and just get this thing legalized.
I gotta get in that guild. Some one way or another.
Get in this guild. So, because it's Gay Pride Day, I was at a Gay Pride brunch, parade brunch this morning with that guy invited me to.
This is what I tore you guys from?
Yes.
Yeah, but I mean, we got a podcast.
Yeah, we have to.
We got to.
We have podcast pride.
Guy, at the peak of his brunch party... Just at, like, you had champagne bubbles all around your head. I'm like, come podcast with us. And then he had to sit in a hot car, buzz.
But the thing is I say yes to life. I say yes to life in all of its many forms.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, if you ask me to podcast, I'm going to say yes.
And what I said is, if you leave a party for 3 hours, your stock goes through the roof. People are like, where is he? I wanted to talk to him. Then you show up again, and they're like, oh, my God, he's here again.
Because we are going to go back, right?
Oh, we're going to go.
Did you notice how I said we? Like,
everyone is at Revolver Ultra Lounge now, and so we will be going to Revolver Ultra Lounge.
That sounds too high octane for me.
It's well, actually it's, mega chill.
It's not just a lounge. It's an ultra lounge.
Oh, meaning they have hookahs?
Meaning there's cologne everywhere?
Yes, there is cologne everywhere. We don't need hookahs because the cologne is just coming straight at you.
You just suck it in the right through your nostrils.
One Pride week, I went to... Chapter 9, it was on the corner.
The IRS?
You're making things up.
No.
Related
there
bar?
Was the
11?
Guys,
are you talking about 11?
The guys, the only straight guys they had there were the guys dancing.
Okay.
And they had angel wings.
Okay. Oh. Were you at 11?
11, thank you.
Okay, but also...
Oh, did I call it District 9?
There may have been...
You went to Chappie?
There may have been Chappie.
Why isn't there a Chappie-themed gay bar named Chappie? Everyone wears
But also, I resent your implication that all of the Go-Go Boys are straight. Some of the Go-Go Boys were probably gay, but some of them were probably straight.
Some.
I bet some were straight, but they were willing to experiment while their girlfriend was out of town.
Oh, that's so true.
It's, hey, you get a dance gig, you take a dance gig.
And also, you open yourself up, like Guy is saying, to life's many options.
Some of them are willing to open themselves up to life's many options for like $180.
Hey, that's a competitive price.
I had a great time is what I was...
Who did you go with? Who did you go with?
I went with my old friend... Neely has a friend who he is a exceedingly handsome, used to be an underwear Calvin Klein billboard person.
So oh, he sounds hot.
He's a like perfectly faced person, but he's the not and liked me. He was so support. He made me feel great, and then I went to this place where
would he put your face right by his face?
He just was saying, "Hey, I just arrived with the hottest guy here," and pointed at me, and everyone's like, "Hello!" And I just
that's adorable.
It felt good, and
it's like when the captain of the football team takes the developmentally disabled girl to prom.
Exactly. It's like, I knew that it was a bet among his friends. Yes. That it's like, I dare you to take Chris Fairbanks in his paint-covered overalls and his nerd glasses to the most high-octane gay ultra lounge and pretend he belongs.
11 was never an ultra lounge.
Are you really wearing overalls? Please,
I wish.
Please.
I'm just thinking of... You know, the
nerdy
nerd
stuff.
Yeah, in the 80s. Movie. Oh, look at her with her glasses off. No one ever knew.
All right, I have to, okay.
But it's Chris in a gay bar.
That never will happen to me. I'm never flocked by women, and they're like, oh, my God, you're the hottest.
Oh, well, you were directly referencing that movie where that girl gets made over. I just realized that.
There is a bunch of those movies, I think.
But you're thinking of the one where she literally does wear glasses, overalls, and a ponytail. It's like...
Freddie Prinze Jr.
Yes. It's not...
She's
can't
all,
hardly is, wait.
She's
no,
all
it's
that. Not.
She's all that. She's got.
She's all that. She's
I think
got,
it's
that's
she's all
the binds. Isn't
step
it?
Up number four. Step up. Sorry.
Step up five.
Mean Girls.
Mean Girls.
I'm
six.
Done trying.
How many?
I love. I'm done trying.
Karen, how many Amanda Bynes movies have you seen?
Amanda. I don't. No, I think I've seen the Shakespeare one.
Oh, the Shakespeare one is good.
Yeah.
And also the guy who played not the main hot guy, but the second hot guy was in my improv class. But then also there's the one where she's the Prime Minister of England's secret daughter, and that one's really good too.
Amanda Bynes.
Look, it's
oh
the,
my god,
the Barbie.
Angeline.
We're supportive of her.
That, you guys, that's such good luck.
To see
Angeline in traffic is good luck. We decided in the 90s.
It means that there will be a fruitful harvest.
Yay. I feel great.
The only time it's bad luck when you see her is if she doesn't have a young man in the passenger seat.
Or if she has unhinged her jaw and put it in the glove box. That's very bad luck. Yeah. She was totally intact.
She, of course, lost her jaw. She used to chew a lot of Copenhagen.
Oh.
She did. She was a mountain gal.
She loves chaw.
So anytime, like, there was one football game that you, like, we had to drive, like, a long way into the mountains to get to when I was playing football in high school.
Uh-huh. Was it when you played Reno?
It was when we would play Quincy, which was up by
yes.
Reno.
Don't talk to me like, I don't know Quincy.
And every time somebody who had never done Copenhagen before would decide to take his first dip on a windy mountain road.
Yeah.
And then there's nothing more hilarious than watching a 16-year-old guy who thinks he's pretty cool puking uncontrollably.
We used to go up to Point Arena. You didn't ever play Point Arena, did you?
No.
So they were right on the coast. So we would go up the coastline, and it was, you were in, you know, a school bus just going like this on coastal roads for literally 2.5 hours. And I'll never forget, it was when Walkman's very first came out, and we were listening to Eddie Murphy, Delirious. We had, me and my friend Patty Leone had split headphone things, so we're each holding one. And I look over, and Jenny Bodenhagen is running up the aisle, and her, like, perfectly manicured fingernails, there's barf just pouring from between her hands. It was a visual that is, like, in my mind, like a picture.
And that was Winey Road based, not Chew. She wasn't Chawn.
Oh, sorry, no. This was just a Winey Road. This is just a barf bus,
no.
Barf story.
Winey roads are bad enough.
Yeah. I've always had a high tolerance for tobacco products.
Yeah.
Because I grew up, you know, in Montana, and there's a lot of organic tobacco industry. You know when you get lost in a sentence, and I knew you guys got real quiet anticipating something great from Chris.
We just hope that survivors would make it out.
But wait, you're just saying a bunch of people use tobacco products, not...
And I, as a young kid, was peer pressured into doing snuff, which goes up your nose, like
yeah,
cocaine.
Yeah, I've done that.
Nothing made me sick.
You loved it all.
Just a third malt liquor 40, that would maybe get me bound up.
Did you ever drink Mickey's Big Mouth?
Sure. Oh. Well, the Big Mouths came later. Oh, nah, it's okay.
But we're staring right
everything
at each other.
Everything you've done in life is geared around you and what you want.
But he was staring right at me.
Yeah, but he had that look on his face like he didn't care.
It was very strange.
Let's look at him. There you go. Oh, he's so interested in the Nicky Romero billboard.
I love billboards for DJs who are going to be in Las Vegas.
Yes.
Who's like, oh my god, you guys.
This city is built on them.
Let's take a 3-day weekend.
Actually,
because
built on rock and roll.
This Danish guy is going to be deciding what 45 seconds of songs we'll hear.
So that is who they are.
Yes.
Every time it's just a dude's name. It's never like DJ Scribbles or whatever.
No, it's usually Roman numerals arranged in some strange way. And the guy always looks like someone that, like, if you ran into him in Nordstrom's, you would be uncomfortable. But it's like that guy standing on a billboard. That's what's hilarious. It's like the shoe guy in Nordstrom's got a gig where he gets to take his ponytail down.
I mean, that makes, looking at it that way, it makes me happy for it, that, like... Like, DJs really are people who just managed to win some sort of lottery.
Yeah.
And, like, without a real skill.
I agree. And people get angry with me because of the world of hip-hop being based on, you know, talented DJ sample. I'm not taking away from that, but when it's a club DJ who's literally pushing play on his laptop, and it's a laptop, there aren't even turntables.
Hey, he has to decide how many BPMs this room is going to be.
And it's hard. It's hard, depending on how high octane or ultra the room is. You got to know your BPMs.
I mean, here's the thing. You can't drop the beat at the wrong time. You have to, it has to build with the zint.
Let
the beat
drop.
So much of it, and then boom, right? And then
you're talking specifically about dubstep, I think.
I'm talking about working at Chipotle.
Oh, yes.
Let me just say,
drop those beats.
I love and appreciate gay DJs and everything that they do.
Okay.
And also the big list of hot gay guys that one DJ has in Los Angeles, which is important.
What?
There's this one DJ, and he has, like, a big list of who the hot gay guys are, and then they get invited to things.
And they just show up.
It was just his personal list.
Yes.
To kind of go over every once in a while and memorize names.
And you get to be near them, or do you...
Somebody's got to keep that list.
Do you get to... You spend 5 minutes with each one at every gig?
It's not like speed dating. It's just... It's wonderful. And all of them are at Pride just having a good time, and I'm here.
Listen, you said yes.
Also, I would like to dedicate this podcast appearance to Glenn Weldon from Pop Culture Happy Hour on NPR.
Oh, yes!
When he said that he liked this podcast, he specifically referenced mine and two other episodes as good ones. So
that was a big moment for Do You Need a Ride? And I thank you, Guy, for making that happen.
It was. I mean, because you guys needed somebody to really push the quality of the show up to the next level.
I mean, I was trying to do something with KPCC, which is the, which is, you know, it's public radio and...
They do Delilah, I think.
Karen, have you considered doing more pledge breaks during the course of...
I just want to get political on here and make some civic changes.
Also, talk about California water policy.
Yes, please.
It's rough.
I mean, nothing. Let's start closing down golf courses.
It splits a room to talk about local politics, and I'll start with golf courses. I'm torn in the middle of my own self because
you
I enjoy golf.
You probably seem like one of those guys who would like golf.
Oh, he's real.
I love golf. I used to golf as a young person, but I do not agree with golf courses.
One of my most... The moments on Entourage that would bother me most was when they were hitting golf balls around, because I was like, at least be sexy douchebags. You don't just get to be douchebags.
Right. I'm so excited for that movie, though. I'm sorry. I just have to say that.
I'm seeing it tomorrow.
You are?
Yes. The other hosts of my podcast, Pop Rocket, on Maximum Fun.
Oh.
Listener-supported Maximum Fun.
We're supported. Been on Pop Rocket.
You haven't. We don't normally have guests. Sometimes we have guest hosts, and I have suggested you as a guest host.
And people said no?
Chris can't. Well. We just haven't had enough time or space. Chris can't because there are no straight white guys on Pop Rocket.
That's a guarantee.
Really?
From Pop Rocket?
Well, I mean, sometimes. We've
I'm
had
not the straightest.
Check your...
I mean, there are people. I can hang. I just talked about being a chapter. I went to Chappies.
You went to Chappies.
And
were
felt
so great
very
at
comfortable.
That day.
Chris, I just want to say, your watch is so big.
Thank
yeah.
you. And I,
ready
guys,
for this?
I'm not even wearing a watch. We all know what guys have. I just
no,
it cut to me wearing a watch.
It looks like a Japanese
penis.
Automobile's engine.
It does. Mitsubishi. It's a very, it's a polished metal. It's heavy. I have a small arm and I have a big arm for reasons I won't go into, but I rarely use my left arm. It's shrinking day by day. It's shrinking as the other one exponentially is growing. And so I thought getting a bigger
Speaking
watch.
Of day by day, do you guys ever just do a jazz standard
day
during the middle of
day.
The... Day by day.
Now can I be on the podcast?
Did he prove himself yet?
No.
Day by day.
I like just for the sake of being on a podcast, you would be like, I'm not that straight. Like, you're
I'm
just
not.
Like anything to podcast. Please. Please.
I mean, that's why I left Pride Celebration. Podcasting.
They really are they're the next wave of entertainment. We're just getting in there, locking in our places in the ground floor.
Do you guys want to hear about the time I made out with a guy?
Yes.
Sure.
Okay. It's not, I mean, it's not. Whatever.
It's not safe for work.
It is. No, I was
all male production of As You Like It.
It was. I was young and there was girls involved and they said, "We'll They were friends. We were all friends. But they said, we'll take our shirts off. And I wonder if I had even seen a girl with her shirt off at this point. But anyway, they said, we'll take our shirts off if you guys make out. And I was like, of course. But he was very reluctant. He was like, I do not want to do that. No way. He was a drummer, and he just was too cool. And I'm, come on. And then he said, okay. And then so we made out for a little bit. And I don't think that these girls ever took their shirts off.
You'd think that would be something you would get in place before you made
Yeah, like
commitment.
A contract or something.
Yes.
Well, I wasn't thinking ahead. I wasn't as business savvy.
Did you feel any warmth or tension or excitement?
You know, I felt that when I was kissing girls at that point, too. It was all very scary to me. And, you know, it felt, yeah, it was no big. I'd been in acting classes. I kissed a man with braces once. That was the only nervousness is the braces thing. Is we're very, had hooks on them and a lot of rubber bands.
I feel like when you kiss girls, there's a lot of, like, sweetness and gentleness that I find time-wasting. and when you kiss a guy, it's like, how can we make our mouths being near each other as much as possible like anal fucking? and I like that.
Is that a real thing?
I remember mine not being that aggressive. It was... I'm not making a joke, but he's a friend, and he passed away. Unrelated. The only man I've ever kissed has died, so I... That's,
you broke his heart that day.
It was years later, and I'm not making light. People that know me and know him will be mad at me if they think I'm joking.
No,
Chris's
of course
gums are cursed.
I got demon gums. I'm like the gums from Game of Thrones or something.
Game of Thrones finale is tonight.
That's right.
Oh, maybe the girl... Maybe just her feet were getting burnt. Maybe...
She's long dead.
I'm sorry. I don't like that. She's such a sweet little girl. Man, when that guy she taught how to read gets... He's going to twist everyone's heads off like soft bread.
He's going to lose his shit.
He will lose it.
You haven't either... Chris, you have not read the books, right?
No, I have not.
We're just so going so far off the rails from what we know from the books. It's crazy and it makes me upset every time, but I'm starting to enjoy it.
Are the books worth the read?
Yeah. They're good, but only if you like nerd books where... Like, they're really complex, and I like a nice complex book.
Complex in, like, what, there's math problems in the columns on the side?
Essentially, yes.
People were getting very upset a couple different times, I think, with the books not being true to the show because of... In the show, they just have people getting raped, and maybe in the books... It was more consensual. Does that...
Yes, that happened.
Do you know what I'm talking... That happened.
It was that one time when Cersei and Jaime had sex in the Great Sept of Baelor.
Yes.
See, why'd they make Jaime such a... He's like a nice guy now. He was the evilest. He was the first guy to push a kid out a window.
Yeah, it was great.
He was, but that happens in the book, too. Look, Game of Thrones is entirely about constantly having your central perspective chopped away and then having to queer your perspective on things. You start out thinking, Ned Stark, he's a good guy. He's going to be the one to take us through this. And then you chop off his head.
Right.
It's like, what's up now, buddy? And then to the point that, you know, it's like a little person and a lady and, you know.
A dragon.
And dragon. And they're the ones who are in charge and whose eyes you're seeing through, except for the dragon.
I want more to happen with the place that Anya Stark is in. Because I don't understand what it is or what's happening, but I'm just kind of trying to be like, maybe I'll just get it eventually if I just keep my eyes going.
Where she's learning
direction.
To be a face-changing assassin in Braavos.
Yeah, so is it face-changing for real?
Okay, the thing is in the books, she, like, on this little mission she's on where she's, like, selling fish and stuff, she literally, they pull off her face and put somebody else's face on her.
Oh my god, they haven't shown that.
And she has somebody else's face, but because...
People would be upset if they did that to that girl.
Yeah, because you have... And also you have that actor, and you want to use that actor that we all already love.
Yeah, she's... that girl's bad ass.
She's the best.
I really like that kid, yeah.
Yeah.
She is. It's a great character, too. The whole time that she was running around with the Hound in the books, I was like, oh, I'm so worried for her, I'm so worried for her. And then I was like, oh, no, Arya Stark would love this. Arya Stark is not having to be a nice, polite lady. She's off with the Hound killing folks.
I know the Hound in real life.
She dealt with him coldly. I know the guy who got his head crushed in real life. Pedro.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
He's awesome.
Mine is Rory McCann, who... Is it McCann? Shit. Yes, Rory McCann. He was in the book group with me.
Oh.
He was the guy in the wheelchair in the book group.
Karen, oh, wow. That you don't enter every door saying, back when I was starring on a British sitcom, it just kills me.
You know what? It's just how I play it.
How come I don't... is this bad that I don't know about you starring on a British
sitcom?
I don't
tell anybody anything.
You don't tell me anything. I'd like a copy of that BBC, whichever number network it is. I'm sure it's BBC.
It was Channel 4.
1 through 5.
BBC 1.
Wow. You and Rob Delaney.
Yeah.
British entertainers.
Oh, when I was in Canada, they ran a promo for his TV show. It was exciting.
Did it look good?
I couldn't really tell. I was in another room. I was just excited that someone I knew was on television.
That woman he's doing it with, Sharon Horgan, is so funny.
She's nice, too, on the Twitter.
Yeah, she's great.
Yay for her.
Her TV shows that she's made already are amazing and hilarious, so I bet it's really good.
I gotta get into the stuff.
Chris Fairbanks, what do you like most about summer in Los Angeles?
In the summer.
Oh, thank you.
In the city.
I like where... you know what? I live by the beach, and,
You do?
Yeah.
Where do you live?
I live with Nate Craig.
Oh, that's why it took you 2 hours to get here?
Yeah.
Fuck you.
I know, but I like waking up there, and I don't necessarily like being there. No, I'll accept it. Fuck you and embrace it. And now is the time of year where people are just walking past our house, and they're carrying surfboards, and it seems like a 1980s... Like a movie you'd watch where L.A. is in it, and everyone's wearing hot pink, and they're like... friendly, and they stop in. We give people drinks.
Some lemonade.
No, during 4th of July, we do that. But I like it.
I've heard good things about your 4th of July party.
It's fun. It's fun. You must be attending this year. If it's happening, I don't know.
I will be back in New York sweating.
It's kind of neat.
When I first moved here, I assumed I would just get a place by the beach because the beach is nice, and I lived in Los Angeles. And my friend Laura, took me aside and was like, no, guy, there are two types of people in Los Angeles. There are beach people and there are hills people. You are not beach people.
Yeah.
And honestly, I think it's been pretty damaging to my entire comedy career because I stay home a lot. And I try to get out. Like, I've been doing stand-up every night. It's just me driving a lot. And I accept that I have to be driving a lot. But, man, if you're going to live here... Go be by the ocean. It seems crazy to be, so close to it and never go to it. I've never understood that. I've always had family, in San Diego, and we'd visit, and we'd go, let's go to the beach. And they're like, well, we haven't done that in 7 years. It's 5 blocks away. I never understood that.
Well, then you have sand in your shoes.
I love going to the beach.
You do?
I'm not supposed to. Yes. I love it a lot. I think it's fun. I like swimming in the ocean.
Yeah.
I like getting brown.
Yep.
Karen, what do you like most about Los Angeles in the summertime?
You like summer, don't you, Karen?
I don't like summer. I don't like
sun. I knew there was hesitation, and it wasn't because you were sifting through all the reasons.
I don't like heat. I get sunburned very easily. Melanoma is very prevalent in my family. I sweat. I need to wear a primer foundation to kind of plug up my pores.
From Sherwin-Williams?
I've slapped some of that on before I leave the house. So if you, layer up and then you sweat, you just look like a crazy old lady. It just doesn't work for me.
You don't like being shiny and hot.
Yeah, it just doesn't.
Well,
it's not my thing.
That.
I like fog. I like sweaters. I like,
L.A. doesn't do any of those things particularly well.
What, fog or sweaters?
Yeah.
Any season.
Or anything. No, I'm here against my will, 100%.
As am I. It's depressing to not know when time is passing because there is no benchmark.
It's wonderful. That's what Starbucks is for. You go into Starbucks. Oh, peppermint.
Oh, it's Christmas.
Okay.
That's terrific.
Your calendar is Natalie Merchant CDs.
We're driving past Kitson where celebrities sell their swimwear line.
Ooh, shit,
and
sorry.
I love Kitson because nobody ever shops there except for people from out of town.
Paris Hilton used to shop there.
Yeah.
Does she exist anymore or she?
No.
Did she disappear?
We had her. I mean, the wonderful thing is everyone who wants to bitch about the Kardashians can just be like, look, when we stopped needing Paris Hilton, We just got rid of her.
Yeah, that's right.
We can wish her, we can wish the Kardashians away so easily.
And will.
And will.
It's kind of happening, isn't it?
Well, I feel like Caitlyn has fundamentally, like, changed the narrative.
Yes.
How much can you pay attention to all of these frivolous people being frivolous and arguing about, like, oh, Kim works too hard promoting Midori, when it's like, I spent the past 60 years on a terrible, horrible journey.
Yes.
That's gotten me to this point, and now I wear flowy, loose fabrics, and it's all I've ever wanted in this world. It's wonderful.
I went to an event that was so confusing. It was some USA basketball, the basketball team, and in conjunction with the new Jeep Cherokee, and that was the event. I don't know if they're promoting the Jeep or the basketball, but it was those two things together. Common was rapping.
Oh.
And when I arrived, the DJ's desk, I guess we'll call it, its turntable podium.
The ones and twos.
The ones and twos, yeah, were a Jeep, you know, grill. And Biz Markie was just DJing, like, pushing. And I'm like, that's fucking Biz Markie. And I waved, and he waved like a little kid, like, hi. Like, fast. Cool. And I was like, oh, and I took a picture of him. And then it was kind of boring. Common rapped, and then he was ushered off. And then Kim Kardashian showed up.
Yes.
And walked directly to a person who gave her an envelope.
Common was ushered off?
Yeah, well...
And was Usher just Common?
Just
Usher was... Yeah. Usher went
Common
to the House self. Of Commons and was knighted. Kim Kardashian, she went, she got her envelope, she took some pictures with some random people, someone nodded at her, and she's like, am I good? And then she left. She was specifically paid to just show up.
And she, yeah, and 50 grand, probably, too.
Yeah, and it was, I stared at her butt.
It was pretty big, right?
It was a big butt!
Yeah.
Karen, have you ever gone to Gracias Madre?
Gracias Madre?
Yeah, thank you, brother.
No.
Gracias Madre is the weird, cultish vegan Mexican place on Melrose around here.
No.
And it's the sceniest, and the food is actually really good, and we need to go.
Oh.
But it's also now entirely populated by DJs. Like, everyone in there is a DJ.
Wow.
And it's sort of wonderful.
Like, Billboard level?
I don't know. I probably not know. This is just, they just have the tattoos that indicate to a thinking Angelino that they are DJs.
Which is, of course, Roman numerals.
Yes.
Yes. Emblazoned on the forearm, vertically.
My name is 3,442.
It just seems like while you're at home learning to play guitar or painting or just writing jokes, the girl you admire is off with a DJ somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They just have wealthy parents.
Yeah.
If we all had wealthy parents. Also, sometimes people with wealthy parents or who are very attractive try to do stand-up. And it's like, you're doing this wrong.
Yeah. That money can't buy it.
Money can't buy it.
I think most of the people we know have rich parents, you guys.
No.
Oh, really?
That's crazy.
Otherwise, they have to go back home or they're on the road or working somewhere. Most of the people we see at night doing comedy, something is supporting it.
Do you think any of them had an invention that's still paying off to this day?
Maybe, yeah.
That's possible.
Oh, yeah. You know,
somebody built a better shower curtain.
Oh, it's just this dessert called dump cakes. You basically just pour a Coke into some... But I've made so much money. Don't tell anyone, it isn't really Kathy.
She's a dump cake magnate.
I'm the dump cake heiress. That's why I'm here on Long Island this summer.
And that's what supports my comedy career.
Just this one simple dessert has allowed me to bring you all this comedy.
How many hours in a lab did they have to spend before isolating the dump cake?
Could someone explain to me the dump cake process, please?
Okay, the dump cake process is clearly spelled out in its infomercial. So one night at 3 a.m. when you have insomnia, about your troubles. This is something, if you turned on the TV,
right,
you could see.
Chris Fairbanks, what do you think you put into a cake mix to turn it from a cake mix into a cake?
Well, I don't have time to make cake late
cake,
at night.
But
if only there was a way to make cake more quickly.
But Chris, what do you think that you need to put into a cake mix?
I don't know. I guess flour, sugar, eggs, and...
Okay, a cake mix is already flour and sugar, but it's like eggs and oil and milk and things.
We should have rehearsed this commercial.
And that's your presumption. That's your presumption. But why don't you challenge your own thinking and ask yourself, what if I just poured a Coke into it?
What if I poured a Coke into some Betty Crocker cake mix, stirred it around, threw it into the oven, took it out, and then dumped more ship on top of it?
What if all I have is RC Cola?
Oh, well, that'll work.
Oh, wow.
We call that the Southern Kiss. What?
My Grandpa Branham. My Grandpa Branham.
Whose laugh is that? Sorry.
My Grandpa Branham would only call it Roll Crown Cola.
Roll Crown?
Roll Crown.
He pronounced it in full.
In full?
He was a formal man.
Well, it sounds like he turned them into one syllable words anyway. Roll Crown.
Roll Crown?
Yep.
Roll Crown. Has anyone in this car ever been to Cedars-Sinai Hospital, which is on our right?
Yes, I had a camera put in my penis hole there.
Guy?
Still there?
Yes, it's got its own reality show.
No, I just read popular stories about celebrities having their children here.
Yeah. I got sent there when I had my seizures in the 90s, and they found out I had no insurance and immediately said, thank you, you can head on down to Torrance, California.
Oh, wow.
Bring your medical problems to where the poors go. At Harbor County Medical.
I like the idea that Cedars, you have to read for healthcare. Like, you get...
For real.
If you're with a big enough agency, you get the chance to go in and read.
Yeah.
And then there are callbacks, and then you get a doctor.
Just good luck with all of it.
Karen, I don't want to, rub it in, but I was uninsured when I got my penis camera installed.
And they still installed it?
Yeah.
How'd you get away with that?
Chris actually made $400 for doing that. That applied to some dental work.
Why are all these people in here? Oh, these are just some guys I golf with.
It's a whole new kind of fetish porn where the camera goes into the penis. That's so terrifying.
I just stole a joke from one of my dad's old cartoon strips. It was a lady at a gynecologist. And she said, who are these other men? And they have clipboards. And he just says, oh, these are just some guys I golf with.
And in that, you're making light of the sexual objectification and lack of power that women have over their own sexuality.
I brought the power back by making it about my penis camera.
I know, but I'm just saying that your dad's little cartoon from, I'm going to go with, 1981.
It was the 60s, man. It was a better time, man.
It's deeply regressive, and I think that piece of paper needs to apologize to all of us.
My dad, he's a feminist through and through. I think at that point he hadn't raised a daughter, and he'd be the first to apologize for his...
Reckless. It's funny.
It was a reckless cartoon.
Karen, who are you to say in this car what is or is not bad for women?
Listen.
She is the woman.
Just picture it. You have your feet up in the stirrups. And you're trying to talk to your doctor.
Already, I'm remembering the drawing now.
I bet one guy had a mustache. But they look like a little,
They all look kind of sinister, the men. And she was very much in a compromising position, as I recall.
Yeah. So this is...
Maybe she had some abnormal cells. Maybe she had some abnormal cells that they needed to do a smear test on.
They were just doing a light scrape. And those men from the golf course are interested.
Yeah.
How that would work.
Yeah. I wish the comic strip had been longer now. More plot, Dad.
Dad.
It was a comic strip called Shrink. And there was a shrink involved.
A psychiatrist?
Yes.
I really liked Bloom County as a child. That was my favorite strip.
That's got that penguin, right?
Yep.
Yep.
I thought I was so smart because I liked Bloom County.
It taught me the name of people in the cabinet, but was less full of itself than Doonesbury.
I was just going to say, it actually was entertaining as opposed to Doonesbury.
Are you guys big Mallard Fillmore fans? I mean, talk politics.
I feel like I'm a classic Marmadukist.
Well, there's nothing more anti-woman than Dagwood Bumpstead. Or no, Andy Cap. We've talked about
it. It's always Andy Cap.
I'm still mad at him. Yeah. I know. I always confuse him.
Andy Cap was terrible to his wife, right?
He was awful. Yeah, he's abusive, and then he'd take a face first nap on the couch.
I found that distasteful.
She did beat him with a rolling pin, so I feel like it was part of their dynamic.
Let's be fair. She simply chased him out with the rolling pin. We never saw any rolling pin contact. I like those rich people that laughed.
Yeah, that girl almost.
Oh, and she's laughing. Maybe this is all just fun, traffic.
Listen, I have a story about here.
Okay.
I was walking. There used to be a comedy show up at that restaurant.
Uh-huh.
And I was walking from that to that one open mic that was at that falafel place down on Melrose. And I was walking, and then I saw two very well-dressed old ladies coming at me.
Mm-hmm.
And then they got closer, and I realized that it was the Olsen twins.
No. Oh.
And, Ashley was just sort of, because Ashley's taller, was just, rambling off just, a list of instructions at Mary-Kate. And Mary-Kate was just trying to keep up, and it was hilarious.
Oh, wow. Is she the more dominant?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I mean, in any twin situation, there's one who, stole nutrients from the other.
Right.
You know?
Yes, there's the alpha.
Yeah, because the umbilical cord at one point forks off, and one of them is going to give less. And I'm speaking from my own nieces.
This is true fact.
One was getting less nutrients because the cord, it was we got to take them out now. And so one came out, and she is more dominant. She's taller and better dancer. But they're both the sweetest girls in the world.
The way we love to dominate.
I mean, balance involves a lot of... Or dancing involves a lot of different skills. Balance, I killed my own... I'm sorry. Can we edit this out?
Do you think the Olsen twins were premature? I feel like they were, because they were young and cute, but they could make them talk. They put peanut butter in their mouth, and they start talking.
What's everybody's birth weight? Let's just go through it.
9 pounds.
I was 9, too.
I wasn't even 10.
Nice.
Wow. That's amazing.
What's everybody's birth weight? That's the way you said it. Let's fucking get down to it for once. Can we just talk about what's important?
We've been dancing around this issue for too long.
What's your sign, Guy?
I'm a Scorpio, which means I'm very sexual.
Is that true? I think that's true. You're very handsy.
Yes.
And
not
do you
with
believe
me.
It?
I just tried to...
Do you try to get on
times.
That?
I went like that, like, hey.
But that's like bro handsiness. It's not sexual.
Yeah, that's not sexual.
There's just terms of endearment, and, they don't have to all be sensual.
I watched, half of Terms of Endearment.
It was hard to... As a kid, it was not my favorite movie.
It's a long one.
There's so many terms.
It's a long read.
This agreement.
Sweet terms.
There's so many terms of endearment.
Honey, sweetheart.
Baby doll.
Girl with a U.
Girl cakes. With an I.
Baby cakes with a umlaut. Booby cocks.
Booby cocks.
Booby
cocks. Have you guys been to Booby cocks?
Is it the best bar ever?
It's such a confusing
bar.
No one knows who should show up at Booby cocks.
And that's why the party is so off the chain. Sorry, I've ruined your gay pride, but don't you think right now you're about to transition into an evening situation that's going to rewrite the book?
It's going to be wonderful and delightful.
Rhythm is a dancer.
Oh, that's such a good song.
It's a soul companion.
What were your... Oh, Chris, you're a goddamn treasure.
Isn't
he? Karen, what was your favorite thing at Pride? What was your favorite thing in the parade?
Best thing at Pride was the fact that I was standing in the sun baking alive with a smile on my face.
I already know
ball.
You don't like that.
I really dislike it. We've all learned that. A guy brought me a pink parasol.
Oh.
And I held it, carried it, and I was like, this is the accessory I've been missing all my life.
It was pretty great.
And then someone fucking stole it out of Ryan's apartment.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, I put it down in the corner and someone took it.
Well, you know what, Karen? When's your birthday? When were your first 9 pounds?
May 11th.
I'm going to get you a big floppy hat.
I don't have a happy face.
You'll wear it and you'll like it.
I can't.
My mom, okay. My
resting mom, hat face.
My mom is terrible, but she's always trying to get me to wear big floppy hats.
Really?
She's like, the sun, or, and she's like, why don't you just wear a big floppy hat? And it's like, don't want me to be gay. You've made very clear that you don't want me to be gay, but why are you trying to make me be a 50-year-old lady?
When you said the Olsen twins look like old ladies, was it because of their clothing style is actually free-flowing?
Well, but also they were like such frail, brittle creatures.
Yeah.
They carry purses that they're so big they can get inside of if
exactly.
they need to.
Exactly. Neither of them was holding a coffee. If one of them had been holding a gigantic coffee, I think I might have plotzed.
Yeah. Then you would have known.
Well, I'm glad you guys invited me. I want to go to Pride Week. Look,
she's letting it happen. She's making it happen.
She's forcing me to watch her make it happen.
Pride is the most fun.
It does look.
People say that it's silly and stupid, but
who
it's
says
not.
That? Bigots.
It's great. It was fun.
Well, not just bigots. Look, let's stop fighting with bigots. We already know that bigots are wrong. Let's fight with people who are sensible enough on most things. A lot of gay guys.
You're right.
That way, guy.
No. And we're not going to Sweetser. You're taking me down to,
We don't want to go straight ahead. That's
down to where? Sorry. Oh.
To Here Lounge. I think that you should have to drive through all of this and take me to Here
great.
Lounge.
Okay, we're going in.
All right.
We're going into...
I might have to roll down the window just to get some,
Don't yell slurs, Chris.
That was only at that one show, and it was out of jealousy.
Hi.
Whose show was it? It was. Oh.
What was it? What did you yell?
Remember, we went by the Virgil and John.
Oh, yes.
Oh, John Early, yeah.
Yeah, who I've grown to love.
Isn't he the best?
Hilarious, yeah.
I mean, are we healing hurts that happened last time I was on this podcast?
I feel like they cannot qualify as hurts if you get to talk about how somebody else makes you feel.
Oh, yeah. Look, that guy's pretending the wings are his. Here's the sound.
Yay.
Some sounds of pride. The sights, of course, we can't provide, but the pride.
The pride you can hear.
It's a shit show, and there are cute people sometimes.
Ooh, that girl's very sunburned.
Almost everyone here needs sunscreen.
Uh-huh. How am I going to...
This is a mess, and I'm sorry I got you into
That's
it.
That's okay.
It's okay.
But it's more podcasting time, let's be fair.
It's very true.
Looks fun. I want to play. I never play outside anymore.
But you're such a noted skateboarder.
Well, there was
Sorry.
A time.
Here's a bunch of shirtless muscle bears are just walking past.
That was a hot group of men that just walked past.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
They looked great.
That was a gaggle of power bottoms.
No, it wasn't.
I don't know
what you're talking about, and I'm going to need you to shut up.
I know a little bit.
I know, but you can't fucking identify a power bottom on sight. You are just throwing words around that don't mean
anything.
There
are certain muscle striations that only, I don't know.
It was definitely a group of otters.
They were burlier than otters. I think I know that guy right there, but he's hot regardless.
Yeah, which one?
Tank top.
That does not indicate anything.
Solid, solid, fair point.
Basically, right now, Santa Monica Boulevard has become one big tank top.
It's one big tank top.
Wow.
It's a horizontally striped, nautical-themed tank top.
I don't think that I would be... I need to get to where I'm comfortable with my shirt off.
Well, it's hard.
You want to know what? You want to know how I got to that place, Chris? Chris, let me tell you a little something about having an appealing upper body.
Okay.
Just decide. Just decide.
It's a mental.
That you're okay with it.
Mental. It's a mental state.
Look, if I waited until I looked better to take my shirt off, I never would. So instead, I just be.
Okay, I'll do it. Let me out. I'm taking my shirt off, Karen.
You can take your shirt off inside.
You know these people would scream and shout for you. They'd love it.
And there's a guy in a little pink Speedo.
I have a Speedo like that.
Oh my God, I can feel the bass.
I wear it at the end of laundry.
And like the sheer amount of...
When I'm wearing that Speedo, I know it's because all my other underwear are dirty.
Yeah.
You're standing into that laundromat next to the Whole Foods in your Speedo.
I wore that Speedo. I interviewed the Jackass guys. And talked about how they had sexual undertones, and I wore a Speedo, and then Wee Man pulled my Speedo down, and everyone saw my wiener.
Aww. Ha-ha, prank.
Yeah, we...
It's not that just you guys are dating. It was a fun prank.
It was a fun prank.
It was fun.
But I still have the Speedo. And it's just like that, guys. What? I see, I wouldn't even be here. I'd be inside emailing or something. I need to go to things more. Guys, let's get out.
I know.
We can't
just
leave the car.
Okay.
Let's just leave the car.
So we have to park it somewhere? Okay.
Rules. It can be a float. Let it just be a float.
What was your favorite part of the parade?
Yeah.
Oh, I liked how I got more than one Chipotle gift card. and I always like when it's all of the religions. But I had to go get Karen. I went to go get Karen. You're going to make a left up here.
A left?
Yes. I went to go get Karen, and I missed the cast of Magic Mike dancing.
Really?
Yes.
I have single-handedly ruined your entire gay pride parade.
You elevated and made magnificent my pride.
Well,
I'm so glad that you came.
This is just a break. This is...
Here's Lisa Vanderpump's restaurant.
We can't turn left here.
Oh.
Are you sure?
Well...
Oh, no, we can't.
Oh. We'll flip it around?
Yes.
Yes. Oh, God. Yes. Oh, goodness.
Oh.
That's not good.
No. All right.
It's
okay.
It through.
It's
but
okay.
Chris, I want you to look at how muscly that one Asian guy is.
Where?
Right up there in front of us.
With the gradient tank top?
With the gradient tank
top.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
Rothko tank top.
He used to have a good upper body until we rolled over him.
Yes.
Oh, that guy is ready for anything.
Down? Oh, the guy that was in the street.
I like the kind of juggalo element that also was at Pride.
All right, are you guys going to let me out of this podcast?
Yeah, do you?
Yes, I'm just going to get out here.
You are, really?
Yes.
Okay.
Get out on the street, I love it.
Yes.
Okay. Well, it's dead. Do you have any friends around here?
I do. My friends are back at Here Lounge.
Okay. Is that back there?
Yes.
Okay, just
it's
jump.
Not an ultra lounge.
It's a green light.
All right, bye-bye, guys.
Do you want me to pull up?
Bye,
look,
guys.
I can pull up right there.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm sorry that I'm demanding to leave.
It's okay.
It was very nice of you to have me.
I'm really happy.
Like I didn't provide the quality content that I did last time. There was a lot of emotional journey last time.
Well, do you want to just say one really deep and meaningful thing before you go?
Yeah.
And just think about it for 30 seconds,
make
and Chris
sure.
and I can fudge it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Be sure to follow Guy Branum
yes,
on Twitter.
Yes, follow Guy Branum on Twitter.
I pronounce it Branum.
L. Branum, and also his new album called Branum Time.
It's called Guy Branum, F-able. It's available on iTunes. Also, you should get Karen Kilgariff's Live at the Bootleg, also available on iTunes. And, Chris, do you have an album?
I do. It's called Fairbanks.
It's called Fairbanks.
And he has got a denim vest on.
I used to be comfortable with my shirt off.
I honestly, I do not know if I have the capacity to truly love another human being. Like, give fully of myself in, like, a partnering kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
I can love people a lot. But having true partnership with someone, I don't know if it's something that I can do.
Can I ask?
That was deep and meaningful.
What do you think the thing is?
I honestly think that I just so deeply fear that if I am vulnerable with someone, I will be subject to their insanity and not have control over it. And that the only way I can protect myself is by pulling away in some way.
Mm-hmm.
I can relate to that.
I can, too.
All right, bye-bye, guys.
Bye.
You've been listening to Do You Need a Ride?
D-Y-N-A-R.
Beep,
Guy Branum.
Sorry.
Bye.
Okay, that guy's mad.